This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Is Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, he's the Mad Backer. Sports writer from New York, just hanging out with an NFL legend. Mr. Can't Wait. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We want you to be part of the conversation as we open up the buffet right now at 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, coming up today, we have Mel Kiper Jr., who's going to join us at 1 o'clock. And we are going to go over his latest mock.
Mr. Head and Shoulders himself.
Which you have, this is, if you're a Jets fan, but if you're just, if you have teams that are picking after number two, you want to listen to what he is predicting right now in his mock draft that could happen.
Right?
He has waived a no trade clause in the mock, which means there's some moves happening, and it starts at two, and it can have a residual effect all the way down the draft in a quarterback heavy draft. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. That's at 1 o'clock. But Bart, as we do Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Before I even get into what the Jazz did to the Lakers last night and how it's time for us to stop sleeping on the Utah Jazz.
The who?
Are you, like, as an NFL, as a football guy, how much do you put into, like, analytics and predictions that are based on computer
very, very
permutations?
Little. What we use our analytics for is for tendencies. So yeah. We use it for tendencies, but it's not the end-all, be-all because it doesn't matter. Every case is unique and different within itself.
Hmm. See, I use analytics a lot. I use it because I think it helps tell a story. It helps back up a take. Mm-hmm. It helps you sort of have an idea of what's happening and why, and also what to look for. You know, that's what I base it on when you have matchups. Mm-hmm. But there's times where I see them and I'm just like, whoever produces this, and then you see the result, you just crumble it up and throw it in the garbage because you're like, there's no way anybody's believing this.
Yep.
Because some numbers are subjective. Some numbers just don't make sense.
So you're saying Jay-Z was lying. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. That's what you're saying? You're saying Jigga is wrong.
I feel
Black Moses is wrong.
He is in this case.
Okay, Jigga is wrong.
I'll tell you what. If Jay was part of the ESPN analytics team, he's wrong.
I'll hit you, boy.
Let me start out by saying, I'm a big fan of analytics. I use them every day when I talk about sports and also when I prepare for games.
It's ruining sports a little bit. It's ruining sports right now.
But this one, though. So this was posted at 7:15 a.m. on ESPN.com. So the ESPN's NBA Basketball Power Index, they call it a measure of team strength that the ESPN analytics team put together. That's great. And we use BPI all the time, just like the Football Power Index, right? We like doing that. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be the best predictor of a team's performance for the rest of the season. So BPI represents how many points above or below average a team is. And by the way, whoever wrote that sentence, how dare you end the sentence with it? Where's the editing? BPI accounts for game-by-game efficiency, strength of schedule, pace, days of rest, game location, and then this mind-blowing addition, preseason expectations.
Yeah.
The hell does preseason expectations have to do with where I am right now in the season and where I'm going?
It's the weight,
okay,
man.
So with that in mind, Bart, do you know who they have as the number one team? Number one, numero uno, the team that has the best chance, according to the Basketball Power Index, to win the NBA Finals. Right now in the season, where we are right now.
I'm going to go with the Utah Jazz.
No.
Okay, can I get another?
Why would the team that's crushing everyone, here, plus has it up right now, the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's a good thing that Giannis is there.
Who?
They're having adversity early. Giannis.
Oh, don't start that conversation. You're right. Yeah, Giannis. Giannis, it's good we're losing now because
I get
knocked down, I get back up.
Everybody's harnessing the Dan Campbell. We get knocked down 20 times. We're going to keep getting back up. We're going to bite you on your knee.
Maybe it's on your lat. On your lat. Now we're biting lats too. We're biting lats. Our way up the back.
That's good breast meat, man. That's what a good meat is, right behind the armpit.
I don't understand how the Milwaukee Bucks could right now, where we are in the season right now, be the team that has the best chance to win, not make the win the championship. How? What evidence? And you can't using preseason expectations doesn't make any sense. So yeah, Utah's two. Again, Plus had it up a minute ago. Utah, and they're just crushing everyone. We'll get to that in a second. The Lakers, 3, with Anthony Davis being injured. Yeah, there it is. It's back up. The Nets are 4. The Nets are smoking everyone, too. And they're not even – they don't even have their three guys that played like 7 games together. And I guess – could I also throw in why this has really got me a little ticked off this morning?
No, please. Please indulge me. What has you all ticked up?
Because, I mean, the Knicks have been a nice story in the first half. Very good story, ESPN can't wait to get them on TV in the second half of the season. It's like 6 games they're going to be on ESPN national. You're welcome, America. You get your Knicks back.
Cute story. They get to hear the organ. Good job.
The origin of the defense chant. They have the Knicks at 28, which I don't expect them to win the championship, of course. But do I expect them to have less of a chance to win the championship than the Pistons and Thunder?
Whoa, excuse me.
Two teams that are not even trying to. They don't want to be in the finals.
But excuse me. You can't just like put some respect on the Pistons' name, man. Like, Grant is doing his thing right now.
Yeah.
And you look down at the Thunder, man. This is a team that plays hard. What's the kid's name? Gilchrist?
You don't even know his name. That's it. You're done. You're out. No, Gilchrist, you don't even know his
Alexander
name.
III.
What's his name? He's really killing it. What's this kid's name?
Hey, they're a bunch of scrappy guys. Listen, but they're playing. I think what they're saying when it comes to the Knicks is that they don't believe that they can sustain this high level of effort defensively
without guys
starting to break down.
I'll tell you why. Did you see the schedule, second half schedule? The NBA released it. In May, because the season's not going to end until mid-May. In May, as Knicks and other teams are trying to vie for now a playoff spot or maybe the 7-10 bracket that you're just trying to get in.
Yeah.
They have a 6-game road trip to the West that includes games against Denver, the Lakers, and the Clippers. Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Yeah.
Rip to Knicks playoff hopes right there. Damn. Anyways.
It's been real.
The Jazz, they have at number 2. The Jazz, to me, you got to put more respect on this team. Absolutely smoked the Lakers, 114-89. And all, I know the apologists are going to come out of the woodwork. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I don't want to hear it. Well, there's no AD. It's not really fair. They ran into a buzzsaw. Give me all the excuses you want. It don't matter. You play to win the game, a great man once said.
Well, listen, what great teams do, they always find excuses. And what you heard, it was a lot of excuses from players talking about the blessing in disguise. And it all started with Giannis, right? We're learning how to deal with adversity and come together and learn how to play.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
You know, it helps us to learn how to fight back. And,
it's good,
you know, guys have
to
step up, and it makes us coach hard. And sometimes I do agree with that a little bit, but I think they're using that as a crutch, that old cliche that, you know, when you win – what can make you lose gets swept under the rug because you feel the joy of winning. When you lose, you have to analyze everything that contributed to the loss, so then you have more growth from losing than you do from winning. And if you can lose now, it'll pay dividends in the playoffs. But come on, man, this has to be hurting their confidence, because if you look at the Lakers, they're losing. Not only are they losing, they can't get past the Hunbun, and they're getting smacked, and teams don't have a healthy fear of them. And they're like, man, you ain't – it's like Clubber Lane in Rocky III. You ain't so bad. You ain't so bad. And listen, AD, even if he comes back, who knows what he's going to be, and if that thing gets re-aggravated, injured, you don't get healthy during the season of any sport when you have that type of injury, a major injury. A nick, my finger hurt, okay, I'll get surgery afterwards. Something, an extremity that you can't hide, every time you jump, every time you step, it's an opportunity for it to get hurt. What if he comes down, lands on somebody's foot? How ginger is he going to be? Is he going to trust it? Without AD, it's showing that the Lakers are just mediocre.
Wow. Strong take there, but it's hard to deny it. And I think that's when, as loss, now this is 4 in a row, as it starts to happen for the Lakers without AD, I would think the talk of LeBron as MVP has got to sort of start to disappear, don't you think? But let me go back to what you said about how sometimes when teams go through adversity, there's always that one guy. Giannis said it about the Bucks last week, and we had some fun with it. Then there's Markieff Morris. And Markieff Morris, who had a decent game, one of the guys that you would think, all right, you need to now step up, right?
Isn't that the same
guy
that was on the Knicks last year?
No, that was Marcus, his brother.
Okay, yeah.
This is Markieff, his
twin brother. Goblin squad.
Yeah, but no, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But he also went to that place when it comes to how losing can be a good thing. And it's like just listen to what he talks about. By the way, also about the Jazz, and he just sounded a little bit disrespectful, too, about how the Lakers got smoked by a Jazz team that's really good, and then he dropped this on them. Listen to this take after the game by Morris.
Our whole preparation is preparing for the playoffs. You know, we see the Jazz. We know they beat our ass tonight, but, you know, in the playoffs, it's a different story. It's like the past couple teams, but, you know, we're in a situation right now where it's new to all of us.
It's new to all of us. Well, Markieff, you did play for the Suns back in the
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
They knew to you.
Exactly.
But he also added this, though. But we needed it. If you ask me, we needed it because you never know with injuries. You never know in the playoffs. You never know. We need these challenging times to really find who we are. We need this loss.
No, and we're learning
but
who they are.
Don't kill me makes me stronger.
And we're learning
about,
who they are. They're not
about,
a very good basketball team.
That was about the Jazz.
Of course. You know,
oh, the players are a different story. You know, we're preparing for the playoffs.
Yeah, we have experience, right? We're the champions. And, like, it's like we can turn it on whenever we want. We see this sometimes with teams like Golden State over the couple of years where they turn the switch on, they turn it up, they turn the intensity on. But this is not the same group that was there last year. This isn't the same core that was there last year. These are a bunch of guys that's trying to learn how to play with each other. You think about Schroeder, whatever.
Scooter?
Yeah, little Scooter, right?
Scooter.
Yeah, but you think of Marquise there, you think about Gasol. These are all guys that's trying to learn how to get their timing and learn their place on the team. And we don't know, like, what they're going to be if they have the ability to turn it on. And without AD, they're very small. And they decided to go with a slow-footed backup center / – I don't know, stretch four. What the hell is Gasol at this point in his career? He can't move his feet.
He's a center. Yeah, his mobility's not there. But he was a really good player for the Raptors when they won their championship and were a contender.
Yeah, but you had Serge Ibaka right there protect him. Now you're asking him too much, and do you burn him out by the time – hey, man, you might have to call Paul from the Spain League and say, hey, man, we need a big body. Yeah. Paul, whatever.
You were going to say better call Saul. I thought that's where you were going with that
Bring big bro back.
All right, so we keep going back to Lakers. See what we're doing? We're only talking about the Lakers. What Morris said there was almost like dismissive. Yeah. Absolutely dismissive of the Jazz. And that's the part that I really don't understand. But it's not – it wasn't just him. And again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, we're talking about the Jazz and the Laker game last night where the Jazz just continue to roll over people. 22 of the last 24 they've won. In that span, they've beaten the Lakers, the Clippers, the Sixers, the Bucks, the Heat, and the Celtics over the last 2 weeks. And, oh, by the way, by an average of almost 17 points in each game. So, you know, this is not like getting lucky, having a couple of bounces go your way. This is taking on all of the best that's supposed to be in the league and destroying them.
Yeah.
And yet, as Morris says, hey, show me in the playoffs. How about Jay Will, friend of the show from KJZ? Mm-hmm. Him talking about, too, with the Jazz, what they're doing right now. Oh, that's nice. But you got to show us when it matters. Listen to this take.
I've seen the Milwaukee Bucks do this. I think they are playing. I've said this. They're playing the best basketball in the NBA right now. Are they the team that's going to get to the Western Conference Finals? I don't think so. Not if the Lakers are fully healthy. And I still want to see, as a fan, I want to see LeBron James and the Clippers match up. That's what we didn't see last year. Because of the bubble and the pandemic. Now, with everything being even, I want to see the Lakers at full strength versus the Clippers at full strength to go through the Western Conference Finals. And I'm just saying, Donovan Mitchell is incredible, but I don't care what you do throughout the regular season. You have to prove it in the playoffs now.
Don't the Clippers have to prove it? I mean, hell, they're not the willing party that showed up. We wanted to see it last year. They didn't do their part. Like, it's amazing, like, when they underestimate somebody that's already beaten both teams, that's a matchup nightmare. They have, like, to me, a bit of a unicorn because Gobert is different, man. Like, you watch anybody try him, he's the closest thing to Mount Mutombo. Like, guys try him, and they don't come out on the other side.
Covers a lot of ground.
Right, you don't see him get yammed on. He's quick, he's athletic, and he can recover. And then now they, you know, with Ingles and all these guys, they can spread the floor, and they're playing a beautiful brand of basketball, and they're sharing the basketball. And so when you have teams like that, you don't know who to stop. Who do you go in to stop? Donovan Mitchell, right? But outside of that, you got Conley. You got.
But they
so
don't
many,
have.
So that's.
But your point is exactly that. They're not top heavy.
Right.
They got five guys that can average 15. They have five guys that can all give you 30 on a night. That's what they have. Like, that's what makes them unique. And I'm telling you, and this is not a small market, you know, thing. This is really more about how our mentality is that if they weren't in Utah, they'd be a bigger story.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I just believe that we look and we're just like, it's boring. It's the Jazz. It's boring. Who cares? But more Luka. Can I get more Luka?
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. Where's Zion? Like, we just get so caught up in that that we aren't enjoying what is just beautiful team basketball. And this is supposed to be what all NBA fans claim they want. Give me that team that's homegrown, that is built, that stays together, goes through adversity. Ben doesn't break.
Last year, the
has a great coaching staff. They're coached well. They, you know, they play both ends of the basket of the court. You know, they shoot three, so they play the modern game, but yet they play as a team. And let me have that. Give me that team ball. But they're in Utah. I really feel like it's a bias against the Jazz because of where they play. Hate me all you want. It's true. You put them in other markets. If they're in Chicago,
yeah. When's the last time you visited Utah?
Me?
Yeah.
Last time I covered a Knicks Jazz game.
Yeah.
I love the Salt Lake City.
But a lot of people, they don't know because they don't care to visit. It's not a city. It's almost like OKC. Like, you don't know anything about the city. You don't buy into it, so you don't give it the attention that it deserves, right? Unless you go to Sundance and you're into that type of world. But outside of that, it's such a niche market where people really don't care. It's like sitting there on its own island. And, you know, because they're on Mountain Standard Time, whatever time zone they are.
But is it because they don't have a superstar?
Yes.
Is it because of that? Because they don't have the flashy star? Like, Donovan Mitchell isn't flashy. He's just really good. Like, Ingles, like you mentioned Ingles. What a crafty, smart player. But there's nothing about him that's – like, the guy looks – he looks like somebody that would pump your gas. You know, like, again, Rudy Gobert. Defense. For most people, defense is boring. But I liken them to the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, with that – again, well-coached, well-constructed, everything you love about it, but yet it's Buffalo, and not everybody was buying in on them except, of course, people that are experts in the sport.
I wonder if the people believe in Utah. Do our listeners believe in Utah?
Oh, every time I bring them up on Twitter, you get the same thing. Oh, remember the Hawks won 60 games 1 year. They didn't go anywhere. Look about the Bucks. They did that. Like, it is a show me time. But the best thing was what you said. What about the Clippers? Like, Jay saying, I want to see the Lakers and Clippers at full strength. Well, guess what? You might not. And that's part of their problem. They can't stay healthy, that they're not fully available. Well, Utah hasn't had that problem. That's why I believe in them. And even though the basketball power index doesn't. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, let's grab Nick in Brooklyn.
Tricky Nicky, what's up?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk about how it's very disrespectful that the Knicks are ranked 28th. I mean, like, no one expects them to win the finals or anything, but
you drinking
behind the
Kool-Aid?
Thunder and the Pistons, but that's ridiculous.
But again, this is based on analytics, Nick. This is not like experts just saying they're 28th. This is what the numbers are saying. This is who the Knicks are. Like, as their ability to win a championship this year, which, again, nobody thinks they will. But you're telling me that when we're basing it on ability to win a title, the Pistons, who aren't playing Blake Griffin, who have basically traded away Derrick Rose... Like, the Pistons would have a better chance, according to these analytics. The Thunder, who are also collecting draft picks right now, post-superstar.
They play hard, and they're a young, exciting team, man. And they're going to win just because they're going to be scrappy, and they're not going to quit.
Oh, you're right. The Knicks don't play hard at all. They're not a number one defense in the league.
No, I get that, but do you think
True.
Like, so tell me this.
The defense analytics mean nothing.
Okay,
nothing. They actually have an all-star means nothing.
I'm going to ask both of you guys. When they go out west and they play those six games, that six game stretch,
unfair.
How many of those games do you think they win?
Unfair.
So they got out to a great lead, right? But we know the meat of their schedule is in the second half. And let's see, as the competition gets harder, see if Julius Randle can sustain
this. It's a week before the end of the season, and you got to go on a six game West Coast road trip a week before the season's over. Like, it's one thing if that trip was in, you know, late March, even early April. You're doing it in the second week of May, before the season's over. This is when you're going to do that trip? Like, again, rip to the Knicks' playoff hopes. Rip. Just that's it. That's where it'll die, right?
And
there.
Do you know how you guys are going to be upset here in New York, right? Knowing that just win one, and everybody's trying to get seeding and stuff like right. that. And you had that play-in game.
LeBron,
like,
sit out one damn game.
Exactly.
Load manage.
Now, what's crazy?
How is Paul George and Kawhi playing on this night? They never play together. And of course you're going to play tonight. Like, that's what it becomes.
Right. And the crazy thing is, right, when you think about it, like, you know, from the Lakers' standpoint, the Lakers are talking about, you know, they're not that good and all that stuff. Well, if they get in that fifth seed or something like that, they're going to play a much better team in round one as you're trying to work potentially Anthony Davis back into to play, playing a better team. So they better figure out and put more emphasis in what they do in the beginning half to try and make sure that they're seeded correctly.
Look, it is what it is. I just the analytics thing is hilarious. The fact that we're overlooking the Jazz the way we are, just disrespecting them, that's hilarious to me certainly as well. And that's why it was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It's Bart and Han. We are brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Coming up, the latest on Tiger Woods after the accident and what the sheriff said about some people that have had some speculation about that accident, putting all that to rest. We'll update you on that. And NBA trade rumor involving a point guard potentially going back home and how that could really have an impact on the East that, of course, BPI won't take into consideration because it wasn't in the preseason predictions.
Well, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, great.
Yeah. Great. Just you shouldn't have tried.
It's Alexander the Grape.
You're
remember that candy? That was some good candy, man.
I don't know.
I think you just
sprained your tongue. 4-6. Bart is out now.
His name so we'll takes keep the up calls the whole rolling. Damn back of the jersey. It goes in the whole circle. He's the first person he had. He had a Sunday. He got a whole spear.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. For everybody to know, this is what I love about working with Bart Scott. Oh, I'm going to let the people know. I'm pulling back the curtain, bro.
Let them know.
So during breaks. So Bart was off camera. We couldn't see him. He wasn't in the FaceTime that we have also that we talk. And it's like, where are you at? And I hear some sizzling. I'm like, what are you doing? He's all making some sausage during the shot. Now, thankfully, you're not going to eat during the show.
Well, I'm not Mark Sanchez, man. I'm not going to eat on the sideline, man. But, I mean, come on. You can prep it a little bit. You know, I just came from the gym. Need to get some protein in. Just trying to get it together.
You
see my little Mel Kiper. Trying to get it together. You know, trying to get that rhythm because I know we have them coming on.
Yeah. Speaking of Mel Kiper's joining us at 1 o'clock. And, again, his mock draft.
Starting at
2, it just everything flips over.
I'm not that mad at him, though, looking at it. I thought at first I was going to be outraged.
It actually makes the top 10 look very, very interesting, no doubt about that. But just, again, let's put a bow on a couple of NBA stuff here. And, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. Devin Booker was named as the injury replacement for Anthony Davis for the All-Star game.
Way to go, LeBron. It was the right thing to do.
But, again, 2 years in a row it took players calling out, you know, advocating for him. For him to be the obvious injury replacement. Last year he was injury replacement for Lillard. This year for Anthony Davis.
I think the fans have too much power in it. I think it should be weighted more towards the coaches and more towards the players. You know, fan votes, man, they'll vote anybody in. Falls was like leading down there.
Yeah, well, that's goofy. Players gave Booker more votes than Donovan Mitchell. The media gave zero votes for Booker. Zero. That's the one that I just don't get. And that's why I'm saying it. It validates what I said yesterday. Devin Booker needs to be in a bigger market because he's too damn good of a player to be a guy that is an also-ran personality. Also-ran. Like Kendall's boyfriend. Like, there's no way he should be that.
He's
getting into his prime now. It's time.
He's a Jenner.
But that's what it is. Like, that's what he's become. And so, again, that's all I got to say about that. A little Forrest Gump for you. Also, just trade room. This is an interesting one to keep an eye on. As the Sixers are trying to load up, the Raptors are looking to move Kyle Lowry, and the Sixers are very interested.
Back to Philly.
Bring him back. Bring him back to Philly, roots. Villanova guy. And, boy, what a fit would that be. They could use a guy that can
Turn the team over to Van Fleet.
Well, it's Fred's team now. I mean, he's become their main guy. They're paying him, and for Lowry, who's an expiring, it'd be a really good move. Come home and see if you can win a chip with Doc and the Sixers.
What are they giving up? They're giving up Shamet. You want to keep Curry?
Shamet's not there anymore.
Oh, no,
he's not
okay,
there.
Okay, that's right.
He's with the Nets.
Brooklyn. Okay, he's with the Nets.
No, well, I mean, what do the Raptors want? Let me guess. Let's see. Checklist: first round picks, young players.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what they want. Now, with the Sixers,
but you don't give up Curry, right? Because you need the shooting, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it'd be a great fit there, and it'd be good for Lowry, a homecoming as he's towards the end of his career, but he could still ball. So those are, again, a couple of interesting points there. Yesterday, we talked about the Tiger Woods accident and the condition that he's in and all that stuff. And I just wanted to follow up because, you know, there was some concern about, well, you know, Tiger's had some DUI history. He's had some issues, you know, what was going on there. So the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, said there will be no charges filed against Tiger Woods pertaining to the crash.
And he can too?
They also said that they're considering it an accident.
Yeah.
That's it. And he said, quote, he was not drunk. We can throw that one out, end quote. So I wanted to get that out there, Bart, because I just feel like sometimes, you know, we let that stuff linger and we don't follow up on stories. Just leave it there, and now we move forward. And as I said yesterday, let's not talk about how fast can he get back and play golf. Let's talk about how fast he can get back and just be a human being and a dad and, you know, live life and hopefully be able to walk around. And if he swings a golf club again, that's just a bonus at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, should be grateful to have his life escape with his life. So many, you know, accidents have been less or seem less dangerous than that one, and people have lost their lives. Thank God that the seatbelt and the airbags did their job. You know, because I lost a teammate like that from a car that got thrown out. He was dead on impact. You know, you look at, you know, what happened with Errol Spence Jr. being ejected from the car. I mean, it puts things in perspective. And so, like, the last thing I'm worried about with Tiger Woods is his golf game and how his ankle and the ride and his leg is going to affect his golf swing. I'm just happy that we still have him and we can celebrate him. And he still has his place secure in golf history.
No doubt about that. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. As we talked about, again, just, you know, with the Lakers, Just to, again, put a bow on that conversation. You said it at the top. I feel the same way about them. I feel like we've got to, like, I don't know. Do we give them a pass because of the injury to Anthony Davis?
I'm not giving them a pass. That's one player.
Stephen A. said this on Get Up. On First Take. And I completely agreed with him. He said there's two things to blame here. They lost four in a row. You still have one of the best players in the game on your team. Regardless of the fact that you don't have AD. Regardless of the fact that you don't have Dennis Schroeder. You still have a roster of players that you thought were good enough to be a team that can win a championship. And with LeBron James, you've lost four in a row.
Yep.
And you got outclassed by a Jazz team. Outclassed. I give them a pass. Yeah.
We would be killing Brooklyn right now. Oh, you don't have Dinwiddie and you don't have
Durant. Poorly constructed roster is what Stephen A. said.
Right, exactly. And we thought that this was a roster that had gotten a lot better with Montrezl Harrell. You think about Schroeder. You think about all, you know, Gasol, all the pieces that he added. They got younger and got more experience.
That's exactly how, so it's either on Rob Pelinka, who poorly built a roster that couldn't sustain one injury.
Frank Vogel,
or
coach.
Or it's, well, I don't, it's I'm not on Vogel. It's on the players then. Mm-hmm. And the players aren't doing enough. It's on somebody. It's not just a pass. Like Markieff, it's okay to lose. It's never okay to lose.
Especially
never
four in a row,
like that. If you're a champion,
you got to stop
team,
the bleeding.
somehow, some way. Let's take Kevin in Toledo. Kevin?
Thanks for tapping me in, fellas. I'm right on point with what you were just talking about. I'm going to tell you whose fault it is. LeBron James and Rob Pelinka, and let me tell you why. This man spends $1 million a year on his body based on a 365-day calendar. The NBA has now just changed that. This man is tired. If he wasn't tired, he could take the roster the Lakers have and win some of these games. Not all of them, but some of them. He needs to put his pride down and stop fighting load management. And Rob Pelinka needs to force him to rest.
They're not going to get better. Yeah, they're not going to get better if he rests. So you can't blame him because he's still trying to do his job. You have to blame the others, right? Because we're waiting to see who's going to step up. With Kevin Durant out, who's stepping up? You know, we talked about the dude Brown yesterday stepping up 29 points for Brooklyn. Somebody has to be an unsung hero. Markeith Morris or Morris, whatever Morris Twins he is. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. What is it?
Just don't say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander again. Don't do that.
Well, he has a 300 name. He needs to be a character on 300, Spartacus or some stuff. But anyway, but you think about it, who's going to step up, right? They have capable people, right, to step up, at least to put up a better fight than that. So that tells me that they don't want to expend the effort that it takes because they're trying to coast and win with the least amount of effort because they don't want to be tired. You got to put it and lay it all out there, man. You can't take any of these games for granted, and this is your opportunity to step up. I mean, come on, Kuzman. Like, come on, man. You from the Mitten, man. You from the Mitten, man. You from Michigan, man. Step up. You've been talking about you wanted the big three and you the big three. You should be the third component of the big three. Then damn it, step up. This is your time to jack up shots.
This is Bart Scott, who butchers names sometimes on purpose. Like Eric the Enemy has always been Eric the Enemy.
Yeah,
so if you're new to this, it's what he does.
Yeah, I don't care about your name.
He knows it's Kyle Kuzma. He just calls him Kuzma.
Yeah, because he's playing like a Kuzman. You're supposed to be from Michigan, man. You're supposed to be representing. You come from a list of great Michigan basketball players. Rather, you want to talk about the Iceman, George Gervin. You want to talk about Magic Johnson. You want to talk about our Jalen Rose. You want to talk about Kevin Willis. You want to talk about you need to step up, man. These are guys that put in work, and you want to be one of these guys where you can go back to the Mitten and people give you respect walking around the streets. You got to step up. This is your opportunity to prove that, listen, I'm all the point guard you need, baby. You get to the back of the bus. To quote above the rim.
Love it. Bart Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. That's like a mic drop moment. That's why I just kind of laid out there.
Let it breathe.
Meanwhile, coming up next, we have to it is a story that never goes away. How many times do we have to be told Deshaun Watson's not being traded before we trust it? However, remember when we said the only way Deshaun can get out of Houston is if he starts acting up?
Full of Tropic Thunder?
He tweeted a half hour ago, maybe it's starting. We'll tell you what he said, and we'll discuss further. Mel Kiper joining us at 1 as well. Don't want to miss that on his mock. Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN.
I love when Al, hurry up. I ain't touching Simple Jack.
Hurry up. Get me out of here.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Mel Kiper Jr. going to join us at 1. And the NFL Newswire is absolutely blowing up right now. We'll get to this in a second, but The Athletic is reporting that Russell Wilson's frustration has led his camp to push trade talk with the Seattle Seahawks. Teams that he would want to go to include the Raiders, the Saints, the Dolphins.
Say it again.
And the J-E-T-S.
Yeah, Jets. We got money. Jets. Money. Yeah, we got money.
Apparently, he was in a meeting with Seattle's hierarchy and offered some ideas about how to fix the offense, and they were dismissed. And so he stormed out of said meeting, and this has led to this. Now, is this a power play? Or maybe he really wants out. But this always been smoke here about him wanting to go to a bigger market. Right, Bart?
Yeah. I mean, remember, I told you about him and Sierra having a home here. And he really loves his wife. And her career would be better served if she was on the East Coast, especially in New York, where she's a musician. But also, she's gotten into product placements, beauty lines. And also, she's gotten to, like, hosting. So she can be in The Voice. She can be America's Got Talent. All those different places that are shot here on the East Coast. It's time to get out of there, Russell Wilson. Don't go to Miami. Come on down here to New York. Listen,
does Russ become now the guy that takes the lead here? Because Deshaun Watson has been the guy everybody's just going crazy about. Who's going to be traded for him? And obviously Miami, New York, you know, there's different play. Denver, they'll do anything to get him. Anything to get him, right?
Yep.
How many times? So here's Diana Russini on Get Up This Morning, adding to the list of experts or insiders saying he ain't going anywhere. Listen.
I love listening to all the different views and the conversation about all the different quarterbacks, but I feel like if we're going to close this segment out, I just want to close it with the Houston Texans are not trading Deshaun Watson. The belief in that building is they can fix this, and this is going to happen, and he's going to stay in Houston.
So she said that. She tweeted it also. According to sources, they are refusing to trade their franchise quarterback.
This year.
Deshaun Watson, about a little over a half hour ago, tweets, "Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it."
Ooh.
So there's that on top of it. Then there's Michael Girardi from NFL Network. And he said, "This is generally accepted around the league, but I talked to someone who considers himself good friends with Deshaun Watson. He's an active player. He believes strongly that Watson isn't showing up for the Texans. Will sit until he's traded."
See, but this is the thing, right? They just changed the rule in the new CBA that, you know, once they fine you, they don't give that money back. I don't think they can give it back. So that, it was something that was changed in the CBA about the fine process.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about it. He can show up and not be – you can be there and not be present at the same time. You know, you don't have to answer questions. You don't have to open your playbook. Nobody said you can be there. Nobody said you had to play good. Nobody said you had to practice good.
Or say my hamstring's sore, right? You could pull that
too.
Right?
I mean, listen. What do you do if Dan Patton go or they're in 707 and the receiver running a curl and he throw the ball out of bounds every time?
He just hits the mascot.
Yeah, just like, you know what I'm saying? Or he throws it at the head coach.
Like, so let me ask you this. So now that you have two. Yeah. Rumors here. One is Watson's going nowhere. The other one is Russell Wilson is kind of pushing the idea of maybe he wants out of Seattle. Which one do you believe more? Are both guys going to still be with their teams in the start of next season?
Well, I've heard one potentially
on the move?
Well, I've heard some things about Seattle. You know, maybe their process was to continue to always get a young quarterback so that the salary cap is low, because it's so hard to win with Russell Wilson because his salary hit is so high. You know, just imagine in a couple of years, they're going to have to pay Lockett. They're going to have to pay DK Metcalf a little bit more. You know, they still haven't paid Jamal Adams. You know, they still don't have a great offensive line around him. Even if he comes here right now, I believe the Jets can put a better offensive line this year than Seattle was capable of putting him around, because Dwayne Brown is much older. And at the end of his career, they traded for him from Houston 20 years ago.
All right, with that in mind, though, it's going to have impact on the draft when quarterbacks are on the move. Mel Kiper Jr. going to join us next to give us his latest mock and why he sees a lot of movement at the very top. That's coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.